All right, Jim Taylor back on WMJ and WMJ.com. Pretty neat event Thursday night down at the Mercer County High School Auditorium. A former high school wrestler was in town by the name of Logan Lee. Yeah, that Logan Lee of the Iowa Hawkeyes. Good to see you in Aledo. What were you telling, man? A lot of energized youth in this building. What were you telling those youngsters?
Yeah, that's. I'm happy to be back in the area. It's just a great opportunity to be able to talk to a bunch of younger guys about the importance of playing multiple sports and especially the importance of wrestling. It was really awesome to see how many people showed up for their sign up night.
Well, I thought it was interesting. One of the questions that was asked of you, and your answer was immediate. They said, how many matches you lose? And you said 10. And then you quickly said, I avenged every one of those losses except one. And you named the kid, I think, is it Maverick McPeak from Dakota? So you remember those things.
Yes, absolutely. I have always learned a lot more from the losses that I've had than the victories that I've had. And it's kind of funny because those are a lot more memorable. But ultimately, I'm very blessed with the way things turned out, and things always happen for a reason. So I always remember those just because they helped me become the man I am today, and they helped me come to the position in which I'm living in right now as well.
All right. So you're another example of, I tell kids, it's never too late to try something new. You weren't a traditional wrestling kid as a freshman. You played basketball, I remember, early in your career at Orion. Mm-hmm. So maybe you're a high school kid out there unsure of trying whatever the sport is. But your message to them can be it's never too late to try something different if you want to.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's just the high school sports are something special just because you're able to play with somebody, with some people that you have known your entire life. And that's what makes them so special. But and the fact that you can play multiple of them. I love what I'm doing now. I love being able to play college football. But I would be lying if I said I didn't miss wrestling, right? I miss throwing shot put. I miss the other competitive stuff that I just love competing in everything. And it's never too late to start something. It's never too late to join something. Just as long as you go into it willing to work hard and focus on improving a little bit every single day, you're not gonna be able to be the best right when you walk in for the most part. Very few people are able to do that. But what you are able to do is improve each and every day if you go in with the right attitude. So, yeah, it's ultimately it's never too late to get started.
So promote the sport of wrestling. That's why you're here tonight. So a few words for the general listening audience out there in Western Illinois for the sport of wrestling, what it meant to you and why kids should consider that as a sport.
Yeah, I just know how much it meant to me and how much I grew from it, both physically, mentally. I know without the success I was able to have in wrestling, I would not be able to be in the position I am with football currently. So it just gives you a great platform to be able to improve if you want to get better at football. Wrestling is just a great way to learn how to apply better leverage, hand fighting, balance. Just there's so many different benefits to wrestling. Ultimately, the biggest thing that I will take away from wrestling is a work ethic. I can confidently say wrestling is the hardest thing I have done, right? And I genuinely miss it. And there's something special about being able to compete one-on-one against somebody, too. And I miss that. I miss that a lot. But
And it was interesting because you said, and I'll tell the story here, you were, you know, conversing with these kids in this audience, and you were talking about, man, I miss wrestling, and I want to get together with a bunch of dudes, and we're gonna go mano a mano and have open wrestling. So the other thing that I think sometimes gets lost is you have to enjoy what you do.
Yeah.
And that gives you energy. So that's the first. I can tell when I talk to you, the joy of competition is important to you. And sometimes I think kids play way too many games where they lose sight of the actual competition, the love of competition. Yeah. I know playing in the Big Ten right now that you're a kid that, you know, it's about love of competition.
It's not even about that. It's not even about the competition itself. It's being able to compete and practice every single day. That's what people don't understand. It's like they love being under the lights. They love being able to compete in a organized setting against somebody you haven't been practicing with every single day. But the growth, the separation that you will be able to establish is solely dependent on the effort and the consistency you put into practice. And the biggest advice I could give is to love the sport. When you learn to love the sport, you'll learn to love the practice. When you learn to love the practice, you will appreciate what it has to offer. And not until then is when you'll actually, it's hard to get burned out of something you truly love. So if you learn how to just be able to optimize your work ethic, your ability to compete with others in the practice room, that will just help you so much once you actually get out on the mat in front of a crowd.
So I was going to ask you, as a small school kid, okay, adjusting to Big Ten athletics, and how overwhelming that must be initially. You know, and I remember when Ethan Happ came out of Rock Ridge and went to Wisconsin, you're playing in the Big Ten, and you're in some of these environments where, whether he's playing at like Williams Arena in Minnesota or you're playing at the Big House in Ann Arbor. Is there ever a reflective moment for you where you say, I'm going to snap the ball here, and there's 85,000 people screaming, and I'm on this field, and they're ready to snap the ball, and I'm going to make a play? A kid from Orion, Illinois. Have you ever had those reflective moments at all? Have you been able to embrace it or enjoy it like that? Because I just watch those games and say, man, that's a kid from Orion. Wow, he's playing at Michigan. Holy smokes, how cool is that?
Yeah, I don't know. I probably don't. I appreciate it for sure. I don't know if I reflect on it a whole lot, just because I'm focused on the opponent. I'm focused on the competition itself. So the variables that come along with it, the crowd noise, the area, the traveling, the different teams we play, that's, I mean, oftentimes irrelevant. The biggest thing is just being able to develop my relationships with my teammates and being able to focus on the game and not the outside noises. That's someday I'll start reflecting, but it's not that time yet.
So what was the biggest adjustment from a small school kid going to Iowa and playing against elite athletes? How big of an adjustment was it? And did you have any of those moments where, man, can I really push through and do this? I'm sure it had to be difficult early on as a freshman.
Yeah, the biggest thing was just the time commitment, right? There's just, you have to put in a lot of time with school, with football, with your social life, with my faith. There's just so many different aspects that play into my time management. And that was the hardest part. But another thing that was a little shocking was every single person there was as good of an athlete. I can confidently say since I've been to Iowa, there has been only a handful of guys, maybe three or four other guys that I would consider to be level or about the same level with my work ethic wise. But that's kind of where I've been able to set myself apart, is just the commitment I have to making myself and my team better.
All right, so one more question. So how closely at the Big Ten, from a football standpoint, do they monitor your diet? Because what were you, probably 190 going to Iowa, or what was your weight going to Iowa?
I was 240.
You were 240? Okay.
First weigh-in was 246.
Okay, so you were 246. Yeah. So what are you now about?
I'm about 280. I might be a little bit lighter today. I haven't eaten quite as much as I need to. But ultimately, they don't really track what you eat. They just want you to be on weight and be able to eat in a fairly healthy manner, right? They do not want you to eat fast food. They do not want you to just be a glutton and just eat the unhealthy stuff, right? But they want you to be at a weight, and if you're performing well at a high level and you're staying in shape and you are making weight, they're not going to ask a whole lot of questions. Right when you start missing conditioning reps, right when you start looking like you're panting a little bit, they'll be like, what have you been eating? Like, that's one of the biggest things, is like, it is very hard to eat healthy and gain weight. So, but they do a great job at providing meals too. So, we are very blessed in that aspect.
Right. So just last question. Yeah. How important were high school sports and interscholastic athletics and living in Oregon and competing against the Rock Ridges and the Sherrards and those type of schools of the world. I mean, how big is that? And how neat was that experience for you?
I would not change. I was talking to my grandma on the way here, actually. She was like, she was talking about something about regret. I'm like, I do not regret a single decision I've ever made. Ultimately, that has made me who I am today. That is why I am where I'm at today. Of course, there's some things I probably should not have said, but I do not regret that because I've tried to right that wrong or I've tried to learn from that situation. And I can confidently say that I regret nothing, and I appreciate everything that has ever happened to me.
I'll root for the Hawkeyes when you're on the field there, Logan Lee. It's awesome to see you play, and I know so many people are appreciative of you coming here to lead out today at Mercer County High School. And I know so many people from Sherrard, Rock Ridge, Mercer County, all the area schools root for you when you're at Kinnick Stadium or wherever you're playing at in the Big Ten. Good luck the rest of your career.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you taking the time to talk.
Logan Lee with us on WRMJ.